time for us to talk hockey as we do every week with the head coach of the Maine Black Bears, Red Gendron. But I think I'm in trouble because I'm a couple of minutes late. Do I need to do laps, coach?
Well, you know what, Rich? If you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. If you're late, you're gone.
All right. Well, it's been great. Thank you, coach. How are you this week? By the way, we're doing great, but where did this regular season go? I can't believe we've come to the end this weekend.
Yeah, it flies by. It's really rather remarkable. It seems like we just started back in September when school began, and we started to practice, and now the regular season's going to be over on Friday night.
Yeah, and it's been a very exciting year, arguably one of the most exciting years in several seasons for the Black Bears. And you come into this final game with Providence with, I would guess, what you hope for in preseason, and that's going into this game with a shot at home ice in the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's certainly one of the things that was one of our goals at the start of the season. And, part of it is up to us, and some of it has to do with what happens in some of the other games this weekend. But at the end of the day, we've created this opportunity, and now it's time to take advantage of it.
Red, one of the things I would wonder about is you played Providence last weekend, you're playing Providence this weekend. When you only have one game, do you worry that things that happened in that first game will carry over?
No. I mean, it's a brand-new game, and there's certainly stuff that happens among players on both sides, but basically, as long as everybody behaves to start the game, it usually not a big deal. I think, the kind of animosity I believe you're referring to usually takes a Stanley Cup playoff series, best of seven, and it needs three or four games to really sort of percolate.
Well, the reason I brought that up is are you worried about Providence power play more than anyone else's, or are you just approaching like doesn't make any difference?
Well, obviously when you look at their numbers, and we get to watch, every game goes up on the web, so we spend an awful lot of time watching all the things that they do, but also their power play. I mean, at the end of the day, we know we have to be disciplined because they do have a good power play, and they did score a power play goal in the last game, and it turned out to be the game winner. That being said, we took only three penalties in the game, but obviously that was at least one too many. And so, bottom line is every game is a standalone contest, and you've got to play well, and you've got to play with discipline and, play to your identity, and we did a pretty decent job of that down in Providence, but we were a few inches short of what we needed to win. And that was the message to the players going into this week. And you never know where and in what situation that inch will come from that'll put you over the top. So that's what we're looking for this week, more inches.
He had a lot of quality chances there in the third period. The kids never gave up. They pressed hard. They were skating at 100 miles an hour. I assume that you take from that's a good thing, even though they were close and it's disappointing, but it was a good thing because they were right there at the end.
Well, that's been a hallmark of our team all year. We always persevere. The teams come back from bad games and play good ones, and come back from bad periods and play good ones. And when we're down, we don't quit. We keep fighting, At the same time, you don't want to fall behind by two goals on two different occasions in any hockey game, and that's what happened. And to our team's credit, we continue to battle back, but we could have made it a heck of a lot easier on ourselves if we hadn't allowed ourselves to fall behind by two a couple of different occasions in that game.
Well, if you ever needed that home crowd, this Friday night is the time. A 7:30 start to this one would be great to get that place rocking for a terrific finish.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, it's senior night, so it'll be the last home regular season game for our six seniors. And that's always an exciting time. It's an exciting time for all of them and their families. You know, a lot of them have not just mom and dad, but several other family members coming. And it's really a big deal, because I can tell you, all the kids that play here in Maine, they love the experience they have at the Alphon. There's no finer place to play college hockey in all of America. And I know that players really miss it. And the grand reality is, I've had the good fortune to coach, you know, at the highest level and even in Stanley Cup playoffs. And there's nothing like the enthusiasm at the Alphon. It rivals the best atmospheres of any rink anywhere in the world that I'm aware of. And it might in fact be the best. So our players know when, you know, our seniors in particular, when they're about to play potentially their last game ever at the Alphon Arena, it's something to be savored.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and hopefully a Black Bear win and a River Hawks win. We can play a little more hockey at the Alphon this year.
Yeah, that would be nice, boys.
Right.
Behave yourself.
Thank you, Coach. We'll check in next week.
Bye-bye.
That is Red Gendron talking Black Bear hockey on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718, and by Sea Dog Brewing Company, the home of the Black Bear Coaches shows on Front Street in Bangor.